Do I get to talk? Well, I think one of the most challenging things is to know that you have to try to organize and meet people wherever they are, any place, okay? From your most conservative neighbor or relative, right, to the people who are like mine. And, I mean, if anybody can speak to that, teaching at Harvard Law School's got to be the challenge, okay? All right. But when you talk about relatives, it's always that concern whether or not you're going to alienate relatives and consider yourself, you know, make yourself isolated from your relatives. But you've got to figure out what makes them tick, and you know that better than anybody else. So you've got to hit them where their raw nerve is. And, you know, for some of us, sometimes we have relatives who don't have any raw nerves. And then you know what? They are part of the problem. Okay, and there's only two sides, part of the problem or part of the solution. And if they are part of the problem, then you got to figure out how to neutralize them. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, go off your family, but, okay. But you have to figure out where, if you, you know, where there might be a point where you can pull them along. Okay, and you're going to have to be willing to wear your politics wherever you are, because you never know who's going to notice. Okay. For instance, for me at work, I put political stuff right up on my door in my office. The only person in the office who has anything about the problem with incarceration or about Lynn Stewart or about anything political is my door. You can find, if you roam the law school for 24 days, you'll be able to find me if my name's not up there, because you can find it, okay? But who knows, there might be a student who's walking past who that'll grab their attention. So you use every single opportunity available to you. You are walking, talking political education.
Meeting people from their point of unity. So this might sound like I'm repeating what my sister just said, but I was just want to touch on it also. This kind of goes into the question that you put out earlier. Approaching organized from a realistic point of view, like even assessing the terrain, putting your ear to the ground, seeing what people are already doing. As organized, you have to continuously study the people. Like, you know, even what's going down. Like, I'm even learning like the phenomenon about this MySpace thing. Minister UEP Newton said, "Power is the ability to define phenomena and make it act in a desired manner." We've seen such case examples as our Reverend Nat Turner put his ear to the ground, seeing that during this era with the church, he used the church. The church didn't use him. You know, praise the Lord, pass the ammunition. Harriet Tubman, she put her ear to the ground, seeing what they referred to as the Negro spirituals was a reality, you know what I'm saying? And she defined it and made it work in interest. In Chicago, Chairman Fred did a revolutionary move. He went against the grain, where a lot of people were criticized him and slandered him about even working with the different organizations. Because for the record, it was not Jesse Jackson, it was Chairman Fred who organized the original Rainbow Coalition. And he went against the grain. A lot of people was like, what you talking to these white folks for, when he went to the Young Patriots, a group of poor whites in the Appalachian Mountains, you know, in the Puerto Rican organization, the Young Lords, when he met Cha-Cha Manes, when they were locked up together. Even many of the street organizations, the formerly known Devil Disciples, Chairman, he approached them from a realistic point of view. A lot of people say, well, you're going to make them become Panthers or revolutionary? No. He won them to a point of unity where the Devil Disciples got up and said, we're not a black disciples due to the political education we received from Chairman Fred and the Black Panther Party. They end up working the free breakfast program. With the state, with the government, what they do is they incorrectly define phenomena and make it work in the disinterest of the people. Case example, the FBI went to the Vice Lords, a major street organization in Chicago, and told the Vice Lords, we will give you 16th Street, a portion of the West Side, under the condition that you do not allow the Black Panther Party to open a free medical center on 16th Street. Chairman Fred flipped the script and warned them to work at the free medical center. We don't live in no vacuum. Anything in our community, if we don't use it, the adversary will use it. So again, the question, we have to be very clear. The dog wag the tail don't wag the dog. In other words, we have to define the phenomenon. Don't let the phenomenon define us. We have a thing we call the code of culture. The code of culture, we use it. the Dave Chappelle block party. I wasn't planning to be on it. They didn't plan for me to be on there. We make it a point, and I assess it. Can I use this? Like, I wouldn't have done that with no Chris Rock. I wouldn't have fooled with it. Because, you know, they would flip the script, and it probably use me. So we had to assess and see, can we use this? In New Orleans, when I got to New Orleans some years back, I seen what they call a second line. That was like a phenomenon. So we defined it. We ended up turning the second line to the thing. We started talking about Frida Angola 3. When I got to Baltimore, I seen how cats in the community wearing these white T-shirts in the summer and black T-shirts in the winter was phenomenal. So what I did is I approached him. And I didn't try to change it. I just said, can we just tweak this a little bit? We start putting the Free Marsha Eddie Conway on their T-shirts. You feel what I'm saying? So you study the people, and they respect that. A lot of times we go out there trying to organize. A lot of people ain't not trying to organize. They with this dogma, I'm going to make you become this. And we approach the people. What are they already doing? And some points of unity. Again, like the Panther talk about the sisters at the Free Breakfast Program working, so on and so forth. Everybody can have some point of unity. We have to, again, approach from a realistic point of view, not from some sort of unobtainable, you know what I'm saying? Because you're setting yourself up to be demoralized. Again, from a realistic point of view. Yes,
sir. Let me add a little. You can see that the fruit don't fall far from the tree, right? Everything he said was right on the head. You know, often we feel more comfortable preaching to the converted. We feel comfortable talking to people who are already on our side. And we're not going to win a war like that. And what we're engaged in is a war. It's a war for survival. And we're not going to win with just our forces. We need as many forces that we need to add to our forces. And that's been a problem, speaking personally from the Puerto Rican independence movement, that has been a problem with our movement, that we have often preached to the converted, and we've often talked in the language that the common people didn't understand. We were intellectualizing the struggle and not hearing, because we call ourselves organizers, but what we tend to do is organize organizations that will rubber stamp everything that we say. We put ourselves in leading positions and rubber stamp everything. That's not what creating organization, that's not what community organization is all about. We have to hear the demands of the community. We have to get their feedback. We have to not only hear it, but respect it, appreciate it, and implement it in our work. So everything that the comrade just stated was right on the head. We need to find a new way of a creative way of organizing, of hearing people, of engaging in discussion without cutting each other's throats because we disagree. because I'm not saying be liberal, because the worst thing you can be is a liberal. Liberalism is the enemy of any revolutionary movement. Liberalism is the enemy of any liberation movement, any revolutionary movement. It stops it completely. So we have to get away from that liberalism. If a brother or a comrade or a son or a daughter commits a mistake, we need to rectify it. And we need to, not necessarily in private. We need to, if it affects the organization, we need to bring it before the organization. And we need to bring it not in a destructive manner, because that's the other way we have lost. Back in the 60s and 70s, man, we used to do study groups and we used to have criticism and self-criticism process, and we were in tune with each other. We made mistakes. What you just said was incorrect. You don't have no basis for it, no foundation, and we get engaged in a struggle, and we corrected that, and that benefited the organization. If you're doing something in private, hey, you know, what you said yesterday at the meeting was wrong. How is the organization going to benefit from that? You know, so we need to recognize and be able to engage in these process of change and process of rectification, because it benefits all of us. It enriches all of us. So, yes, engage in those struggles. You're not going to come in agreement, but you're going to come in some agreement on some things. And then believe me, I have parents of mine who would love to see not parents, but uncles and aunts who would love to see Puerto Rico state. And that's like, you know, my total opposite, right? But there's things that we can engage in. I can talk to them on the mistreatment of prisoners, and tell them, you know, and say, isn't 25 years enough? You know, have they not been sentenced disproportionately, 18 times more than the common? And all these prisoners, all these comrades, have been sentenced disproportionately. You know, so we need to engage in these types of struggle and know what we're talking about, because that's the other thing, that sometimes we're not fully informed, and we'll say, yeah, what's happening in Iraq is this and that, and we throw out what we might read or something, but we have not made that analytical study to really engage in a discussion.